this morning, I was full of energy and drive. Did some serious work patrolling in the perimeter around five. But now it's noon and I've made an important scientific discovery. The sun has turned into some kind of heat-producing entity. I could see the perfect spot from here, that grass under the oak tree. Cool green, probably 10 degrees less than where I currently be. But here's the thing about perfect spots that are way over there. They require walking, and walking requires moving through hot air. So this dust right here is good enough shade for me. I've analyzed the cost-benefit extensively. Sure, that grass looks nice, but this dirt patch is convenient. And convenience at this temperature makes total sense if you think about it. The chickens are doing their thing, scratching around like maniacs. I admire their commitment, but question the tactical approach to relax. They're working in full sun, which seems like poor planning to me, while I've strategically positioned myself where I can watch them for free. There's work this afternoon, I'm pretty sure there's always work. But right now the heat and I have reached a temporary truce of sorts. My legs have informed my brain they're not available for duty. The shades inform my body that moving would be unruly. Yeah, this dust right here is good enough shade for me. Could I find better, theoretically? But better requires effort, and effort generates heat. And I've done the math, staying put can't be beat. Some might call this lazy, some might say I'm slacking off. But those people aren't currently lying here in this trough. Relatively speaking, of course, everything's relative when the sun's become an unrelenting force. My eyes are getting heavy, the chickens sound far away. The heat's making everything shimmer in that particular way. Maybe I'll just close my eyes for a minute, maybe two. And suddenly I'm somewhere else, somewhere with a better view. In my dream, the grass is endless and impossibly green. And every single spot is shaded, the coolest I've ever seen. The chickens bring me snacks, which seems unlikely, but I'll allow it. And there's a breeze, an actual breeze, that somehow knows about it. There's a pond that's just the right temperature, not cold, not warm. No work exists here, it's been officially abolished by some kind of reform. The afternoon lasts forever, in a good way, and the dust is somehow transformed into something like a holiday. This is better than good enough shade. This is shade that's professionally made, with bonus features like comfort and cool. This is shade from the top of the shade school. There's something, maybe a sound, maybe the sun shifting an inch, makes my eyes open up and I remember where I've been. Still lying in this dust, still hot, still afternoon. But I've been somewhere better, even if it ended too soon. So this dust right here is good enough shade for me. I've been to paradise and back temporarily. When the afternoon ends, I'll get up and move around. But for now, this dust is
in town. The chickens are still scratching. I'm still lying here. The heat's still being heat. That much is clear. But I've learned something important about the afternoon sun. The best way to beat it is deciding you've already won. Now if you'll excuse me, I've got some more nothing to do.